friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am going to talk about concert outfits. And as a fashionista and a girl that goes to a lot of concerts, I've been to like over 50. I don't know the exact number now. And that's gonna go up day and day over the years, because I just bought my first ticket for next year. I'm seeing Niall Horan in April of next year. Sometime next year. April, I think. I don't remember. So I already have one concert already for 2027. But what I'm doing this podcast about is outfits. It's really hard to pick outfits, especially when your time of the month comes and you're like, oh, I'm gonna wear this, and then you can't because your period comes and it's gonna mess up the outfit. Like, planning a concert outfit is very hard, very stressful. Also, you have to schedule around if this concert's gonna be inside or outside as well. Theming around the concert, what people usually wear for this specific artist, comfortability with your outfit and your shoes. Also, if you're gonna buy a new outfit for that concert, or if you're not, also money on merch, food, etc., etc. And why I'm doing this little planning outfits for a concert is for me. Why I'm doing this is I am going to see Pitbull. Having a tough time, especially since I'm on my time of the month, and that's my, but like planning, I had like an idea of beforehand like what I was thinking of wearing, and then that kind of went left because I got on flow, and also what to wear that's in my closet that would be okay, and that everything in my closet is comfortable, like clothing wise. So that's not the issue. It's more of the, oh, it's outside. That's a thing. It not being a color that will absorb the heat, and I won't be sweating more than usual. There's like a whole lot of factors when it comes to outfits, looking cute, taking a picture before you look disgusting. And me, which is why a lot of times I buy these outside concerts very close to the date, usually, unless it's like an artist I really like. I hate outside concerts. I hate outside concerts, especially in the summertime, or like sometime in May where it's close to the summertime. Or outside concerts and venue in Florida, because I hate Florida. The weather in Florida is horrible. It's always hot, always buggy. I hate bugs. You're always sweating and dying outside. So for me, in general, I hate outside concerts. I don't like when artists do outside concerts because of the temperature outside and the bugs. Because I hate the hot, and I hate bugs. And you're sticky. Like at the end of the concert, you're sticky because of how hot it is, and then you're dancing and having fun, so you're even more sticky. It's just like you're not thinking about it like during the concert, but at the end of the concert, you're like, ew, I'm gross, I need to take another shower. Ugh. So overall, I know a lot of people, I've been looking at a lot of people for info, for inspiration of outfits to wear. People, I'm not wearing a ball cap. I'm not doing that. I'm not dressing up like him either. I'm not doing that either. I don't do the, oh, I'm gonna dress up like the earth. No. I'm myself. I'm gonna look cute. Maybe sexy, maybe not sexy. Depends how I'm feeling. But sorry. In general, I think Pitbull fans are the only fans that I've seen that dress up like him for his concert, and all the concert venues are outside. Why are you dressing up in a suit or business casual or business? It's so hot outside and dead outside. Why are you wearing a suit? If it was an inside concert, then I'm girlfriend, wear whatever you want. If you want to dress like purple, then a fine, but it's outside. Aren't you dying? But looking still at what I'm going to wear, might have something. So what I have now is, I forget what it's called, but it's it's a skirt with it's a see-through festival skirt that has shorts attached to it, and then silvery top that has chains, and the chains clip the top. So that's what I have for right now, and literally that's what I came up with so far today, aka the day before the concert. I don't do it that last minute, guys. I have my outfits planned months in advance. So I might do that. That so far is all I got. Like I said, I'm trying to see how the time of month goes with that, the bottom half of the outfit. So I don't know if I'm going to see the bottom of the outfit again. And I might change the top. I have no clue. Trying to, this is cute. What would work? Especially with the time of what looks cute, looks sexy, what kind of. Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, he's a Latino, he's human, sexy, right? Yeah, that's the line. So, again, a little short ranting, probably didn't need to know, we'll see what I decide to wear for the Pitbull halter, and then probably a part two. I don't know. That's it. I'm so sorry. Bye.